This is checking the diary for Monday, July 20th, spoken by Elswith. So, hey guys, I'm guessing a few of you, well, it looks like around 100-odd or so of you so far have already found the topic for today's checking the diary. We're going to try out a simple game. Not bad, right? Everybody likes a game. Anyway, I have a few ideas up my sleeve for our play times, other than, you know, the regular sessions, but I wanted to dip my toes in slowly, just to be sure I can work out any kinks, not the fun kind, along the way. So, like any decent game, you need an element of chance, right? This means listening to the July-August, the combo monthly token session. It's a combo because, honestly, the crazy trials of getting internet and constantly thinking it was fixed only for it not to be has really pushed my July back. Like, usually I have the personal files all out by like around the 10th of the month, and they're still going out this week. Oh my goodness though, a few of them have been crazy fun. So anyway, those are going out this week. Let's get back to the actual topic, right? You need to listen to the July-August token session. It is for setting a coin token. It's all explained in there, and you need to listen to that one twice if you want to be a good boy. Twice. I confess that I'm already tickled that the podcast numbers show that the same dear listeners that did the short game rule session went on to listen to the coin token session immediately afterward, and that one is already doubling. So, hey, I admit I haven't checked YouTube, but for those who are listening to this on the podcast, well done. Give yourself a pat on the back. No, really. Okay, reach your hand up behind and give yourself a little pat. Good job. Now, listen, you don't need to play the game. If you just want to do the typical hypnosis sessions, that's totally fine. I am, well, you probably caught on, I'm a little bit whimsical, and even in my everyday life play, I enjoy having these little surprises. I also like writing, I like creating, I like sharing, so it's truly optional. You'll still want to have your token set for July and August, even if you choose to not play along with the game, or future games. But for those of you who want to indulge in a simple game, listen to the game session rules first. This you can find, plus more for the week, on the website. The address is spokenbyelswith.com/schedule. The link to the weekly schedule, which for Monday has the link to the session rules, it's also available on the main page, spokenbyelswith.com. So just look for the button on there. For Patreon members and such, I'll probably just put a link in a post file that directs you back to the website. I'm still doing my post-production, trying to streamline the process, because I don't want to spend time on busy work when I can spend the time on creative work, or even just answering folks and getting to know everybody better. Trust me, that's way more fun. So, go to spokenbyelswith.com, look for the button, or spokenbyelswith.com/schedule. And no matter how long I live in the UK, I will always say schedule. It is the one word on the BBC that when, doesn't matter which reporter says it, when they say schedule the British way, which doesn't sound like schedule, it's really not my thing. Okay, so There's another little off-topic thing, right? Okay, so many of you are aware that this is an entirely indulgent hobby project for me. I have the Patreon and such set up because I really do want the project always to support itself. So the funds that come through that, they go for the microphone, they go for just other little quirky odds and ends that you didn't know you needed till you needed them. So that's been nice. That's where this comes from anyway. So I love the connections that I've made with dozens out there who have found me to be their cup of tea. There are way, way more subscribers than that, but I don't hear from all of you, which might actually be a good thing. I don't know what I would do if everybody suddenly messaged me at the same time. I would definitely endeavor to get through them and to give a considerate reply. Anyway, I love the ones who found me to be their cup of tea. It's mutual, trust me. There's also a joke in there, but only some of you will get it. Anyway, I continue to tweak and play with Spoken by Elswith to make it something that allows for the ultimate in creativity as well as connection. So, speaking of connection, I will tell you I'll never take reliable internet for granted again. Such a relief to have it sorted out. Now I can get back to my MOBA life too. Any thoughts on the Swain rework coming down the line? No, just me? Okay. Alright, so a few have already shared pictures of their tokens, their coins. I love hearing the stories behind them. Some are coins I've had for ages, and others purchase coins with meaning for them. Well, for us. One example is Wayne. He has a coin from Barbados that somehow just showed up in his life, he says. He sent me a picture of both sides. It's probably the nearest I'll get to Barbados, but it's fun. I love that. Wayne is also a writer that I've managed to attract, and I have so many creative souls who are listening, whether they're into writing or music or art in other ways, or even people very into gardening, like landscaping. I absolutely love it. I love seeing what you get up to. Okay, so back to the game. If you don't want any spoilers, this is where you turn off this session. Seriously, turn it off so you can enjoy the game on your own. Head on over to spokenbyelswith.com/schedule and get started on the week. Or check out the podcast or YouTube list to get the coin session rules. And listen to the session rules and follow the links on the website to play, and off you go. I'm going to count to three. Seriously, and then turn it off. Unless you've already played the game. So, one, two, three. Okay, so about the game. A few of my gentlemen have already reported their progress with it. Two had the same exact outcome, but way different responses. And a motorbike just went back in the background, passed in the background, but because this is the check in the diary, I actually don't go back and edit it. So, anyway, two had the same exact outcomes, but different responses to it. Cookie, who never fails to make me smile, and thanks again for the museum butt Twitter heads up. There are seriously nice butts on there. Anyway, my dear Cookie sent me a pic of two mugs of tea. He uses glass mugs, no saucers. He considered the tea making to be a win, and even let me know about his favorite blend, which is fantastic. Bliss is always happy heart. Bliss had a similar outcome and shared on Patreon that he lost. John, my thankful guy, just shared his gratitude for the game, and he didn't even tell me his outcome at all. Maybe that speaks volumes. And speaking of fun things, I get to set a bedtime for one patron, and I'm actually looking forward to it. It's almost like dressing bunny daily. I also had one of my long-term members send me examples of some posing he did prior, which makes it even better is this guy, he blushes so easily and still continues to come up with reasons to blush. So well done, Rob. Dave is usually my first listener, so I really thought I would get the game feedback from him first, but it appears poor Dave gets swept up in yard work chores over the weekend. So anyway, I do plan on making it so where more of the files can be listened to directly through the website for subscriber type games. You'll see why as time progresses. If you have any issues with listening to the files directly, do let me know. But be aware that these are files that you wouldn't want necessarily to download and to keep, simply because they are a series of choices. So kind of like the heads, tails things. Anyway, man, it's so good to be moved and back to creating. And I know this has been a more rambly checking in than most. Part of that is because I'm pre-recording this on Sunday evening, and I have spent a huge chunk of my day of going through the personal sessions and notes and just writing. Oh my goodness, just writing on almost every topic range that you could possibly imagine, from very vanilla and helpful all the way up to, oh my goodness, that's raunchy. So now I'm rambling. I'll likely have a subscriber check in midweek to say how others have gotten on with the game. So don't forget to send me a message to let me know. And have a great week. Bye for now.